Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration, a program that God has been using powerfully to minister to many, many people. We thank God for a lot of testimony that have been forwarded to us. We appreciate what God has been doing using this prophetic decree. We appreciate the mighty hand of God. We appreciate the grace of God. We appreciate the loving kindness of God upon our lives and upon our family. We need to appreciate God for what He has done for us. Look at how God has been so faithful, how God has been so great. Today is the 24th day of the month of December, year 2020. Please, I want you to appreciate God wherever you are. I want you to worship His name, bless His name, give Him the glory, give Him the adoration. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, He's worthy to be magnified. There is no one like Him. There is no one that can be compared with this God. There is no one that can be put together with, that can be put likely this God. There's no one that can put side by side with this God. Wherever you are, just worship Him. Wherever you are, just appreciate Him. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. Baba, for all You have done for us, hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. Beloved, God bless you so much. I pray that God will continue to uphold you. God will continue to keep you. God will continue to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate all those who have been forwarding this prophetic decree to sharing with their friends, forwarding it to their friends. It has been so wonderful. And I thank God for what God has been doing. I pray that God will do more. And God will give you testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. To somebody who is listening to me today, I pray that before the end of this year, the 11th hour miracle shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will decorate you with favor. He will answer your prayers. He will lift you up to the next level. He will fight the battle for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will uphold you. God will strengthen you. God will keep you. God will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very well. For some few days now, I've been talking about ancient evil covenant. Covenant made by our ancestors long time ago. Covenant made by our forefathers 500 years ago, 400 years ago, 300 years ago. And what I've been saying so far is that covenant is binding on all the children from that particular family where our forefathers have entered into a covenant with the devil. And I told you that most of our forefathers, they were not open to the gospels, so they had a transaction with the devil. And the devil, being cunning and subtle, has already roped them into making covenant with him. So many of them had made covenant with the water spirit. Many of them had made covenant with idol. Many of them have made covenant with one shrine or the other. And these have been affecting us now. You see, that covenant that was made 300 years ago, when that covenant was made, we were in their loins. And so that covenant is binding on all of us that were not born there. The devil is so much clever. He told them that this covenant should be made, and all the children unborn also should be roped into it. And that is what many people are laboring under now. But thank God and glory be to God that Jesus Christ came to die for us. And He came to nail this kind of covenant and nail it to the cross. The Bible says, blotting out the handwriting that was written against us. That is what the Bible is saying. Handwriting that was written against us. Covenant was an handwriting that was written against us. The Bible says He blotted them. He blotted them away. He nailed them to the cross and made sure of the devil and triumph over the devil. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. That's the mystery of what the Bible is talking about. That's the mystery of what the Bible is revealing, that what has been written against us has been nailed to Christ, has been nailed to the cross. What has been written against us has been taken to the cross by Jesus, and it has been nailed to the cross. It is our duty as children of God. It's our duty as those who have known the Lord to now use the power embedded in the blood of Jesus, to use the sacrifice of Calvary to nullify and break that covenant so that we can enjoy the dominion and we can enjoy what God said we must enjoy so that we can fulfill our destiny. That is what I've been revealing to us for the past 2-3 days so that we can understand this mystery. That covenant has been formed in your family line does not say you should be under that covenant. That covenant has been formed in your family line does not say you should labor under covenant, because you have Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has made a better covenant for us. Do you know in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14, the Bible says Jesus Christ has become a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree, so that the blessing of Abraham can be yours, can be mine. So by Jesus Christ dying on the tree, dying on the cross, all curses, all evil covenants had been broken. We just need to appropriate it using the name of Jesus to break that covenant, and they will definitely be broken. Don't forget, I told you that covenant is an agreement made between 2 or 3 more people, and this agreement is binding. This agreement is legal. This agreement can outlast and outlive the fellow who has made agreement. This agreement can run straight into the family line. And when you say ancient covenant, we are talking about bloodline covenant. We are talking about the covenant that you and I, we were born inside. We're talking about the covenant that we grow inside of it. We're talking about foundational covenant. We are talking about ancestral covenant. I have told you this one in my first episode. We are talking about covenant that you yourself or I myself will grow inside of it. We are talking about inborn covenant. We are talking about covenant in our gene, in our chromosome. We are talking about ancestral lineage covenant. We are talking about ancient covenant. We are talking about generational covenant. So that is the covenant we are talking about. And that kind of covenant, when it runs in a family, it begins to operate in that family in the same way. And that is why in some family, you see some pattern in that family. Just because there's a covenant in that family. Unfortunately, many children that are now born now have violated some of the covenant, and consequences has been so grave. We pray that God will deliver us and God will fight for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, listen to me very well. There are about 21 mysterious dreams that indicate a person who is laboring under ancient covenant. Let me repeat. There are about 21 mysterious dreams that could indicate or shows or reveals or be a sign in the life of a person that is laboring under ancient evil covenant. So when those dreams are coming into the life of that fellow, it's a revelation that that fellow is under evil covenant. And he or she must stand up to break it quickly using the name of Jesus. Immediately begin to use the name of Jesus to break it, that covenant will be broken. The Bible says, have respect unto covenant. So covenant is so deep that must be respected. That's what the Bible is saying. So there are about 21 dreams. Let me see whether I can give you a few of them now, or I give you all depend on the time I have here now. Number one, it's when you are seeing yourself constantly in the family shrine. You just see yourself in the shrine constantly. It shows that there is an ancient covenant. There is a power in that shrine that is calling for your attention. Number two, seeing strange and scary dreams. Very wild and terrible dreams. It shows that there's ancient covenant in place. Number three, when you are talking, when you are seeing or serving those who are dead in the family long time ago, you are serving them. You see people serving them food, working for them, talking with them, seeing them. It's a revelation that there is an ancient family binding that fellow and those who are dead. Number four, playing with python, feeding python, embracing python. Python is the goddess of the water, and when you begin to play with it, it shows that there's a covenant binding you with that particular python. Five, wearing garments that belong to the hunters, wearing ancient garments, wearing the garment of masquerade is a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. Number six, But you are seeing yourself inside the water or under the water. It's a sign that there is an ancient covenant in place. When someone is calling you from a dark location, and the fellow is saying, you need to come and do the work of your forefathers. You need to come and do the work of your forefathers. It is an ancient covenant. You must break it. When you are constantly seeing a dark and tall personality by your side, sometimes by your bed, sometimes you see it as an apparition, it's a sign that there is an ancient covenant binding the two of you together. When you are seeing yourself as a baby in the hand of an old dark looking man, it's a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. Number 10, constant sex in the dream. When that sex becomes constant, it's a sign. Constant eating in the dream. When that eating in the dream becomes constant, it's a sign. See yourself with mad people. Mad people are pursuing you. You are in the company of those mad people. It's a sign that your fathers, your ancestors, they had a covenant that you need to break. Seeing strange people wearing the same clothes with you. You are wearing a particular cloth and you are seeing some, these people, you don't know them, but they are wearing the same clothes with you. It's a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. Seeing a man at the shrine giving you water to drink. You look thirsty. You look thirsty. Very, very thirsty. And you have to be beckoning for water. You are beckoning for water. And a man from the shrine brought water. It's a sign. There's an ancient covenant in place. These are very symbolic dreams. These are very, very symbolic dreams that reveals ancient evil covenant. Always seeing yourself by an ancient tree. Some of them like Iroko tree. Terrible, long tree. Just see them. Always see yourself there. There's a sign. And this is a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. Number 16, being wretched in the dream. And this is happening physically. It's a sign. Number 17, play with some strange fishes. You just see fishes, you are playing with them in the river. It's a sign. See yourself in the market with many people, but you do not know any one of them. And you are buying things, you don't know what you are buying. It's a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. Number 19, see yourself caged in the mix of the rock. It's a sign. There's an ancient covenant in place. When you see yourself in the dustbin and people are pouring dustbin, pouring refuse on your head, you cannot come out. It's another sign. They are symbolic sign. They are sign that reveals that ancient covenant is in place. Number 21, see yourself carrying sacrifice. It's a sign that there is an ancient covenant in place. This kind of covenant must be broken. If it's not broken, there will be a lot of things that will be happening in the life of that fellow. That fellow will be experiencing a kind of termination of breakthrough. Breakthrough will be very close to be terminated. There will be hatred all over his life. His life will be miserable and sorrowful. He will find himself going back to square one every time. The relationship, marital relationship, good relationship will be destroyed. He will see himself experiencing some constant sickness every time. Sometimes incurable disease. People like that will be very poor and very wretched. This is a sign that there's an ancient covenant in place. So when those things are happening, what you need to do? Number one, surrender your totality unto the Lord. Don't play with yourself at all. Because covenant is strong. Covenant is formed, and when it's formed, it also put everything about the person inside that formation. So you give your totality unto the Lord. Number two, repent of your sin. And repent of the sin of your ancestors. Lord, I repent of the sin of idolatry of my ancestor. Lord, I repent of the sin of masquerade carriage of my ancestor. Lord, I repent of the sin of adultery, fornication, promiscuity of my ancestor. Lord, I repent of the sin of, cheating the widow, maltreating the widow of my ancestors. Many things that our ancestors, you know, our ancestors, some of them are very wicked. You have to confess those sins. Then number three, then you begin to break that covenant. You break the covenant with aggression. You break the covenant with power. When you are breaking the covenant, you must use the name of Jesus. Use the blood of Jesus. Or the covenant will be broken. Immediately they are broken, then you begin to bless yourself. And that is why I'm going to tell you to put the oil into your tongue. And from now, you have to bless yourself till you enter into the new year. You begin to bless yourself with the blessing that you desire. This is how you can be free from that covenant. It is time for us to pray. But before we pray, surrender your life to Jesus. Tell Jesus to have mercy. Invite Jesus into your life. And he's going to do so. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for your children here. As they have invited into their lives, go and take over their lives, Lord. Let your mercy be showed upon their lives. Say after me, say, Father, I surrender my life to you. Take over my life. I say bye-bye to sin. Jesus, they will pray. It is well with you. Now get ready. Get ready as we pray now. You take a bottle of oil now. Take a bottle of oil now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can use bottle of water. Or they don't use oil in your church, you can use bottle of water. And we are going to pray aggressively now. Please, we are inside a serious prayer. And we are going to pray seriously now. We have 7 aggressive prayers to dismantle ancient covenants. As you pray this prayer, wickedness of the village will lose their hold. Wickedness of satanic elder will not be able to get you any longer. The power of the idol will not be able to torment you. You will notice sex in the dream will be off. You are going to pray very well. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every evil blood covenant in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil blood covenant in my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil blood covenant in my life, break, break, in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, ancient evil covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant with Python spirit affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with Python spirit affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with Python spirit affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with Python spirit affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with Python spirit affecting my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Shout the next one loud and clear. Say, ancient evil covenant assigned to make my life miserable, break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to make my life miserable, break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to make my life miserable, break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant assigned to make my life miserable, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from ancient evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from ancient evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from ancient evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from ancient evil covenant. Deliver me, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, strong man of darkness enforcing evil covenant in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness enforcing evil covenant in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness enforcing evil covenant in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness enforcing evil covenant in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness enforcing evil covenant in my life, yeah, in Jesus they will pray. Say, ancestral evil covenant with water spirit that is affecting my finances, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral evil covenant with water spirit that is affecting my finances, break In the name of Jesus, ancestral evil covenant with water spirit that's affecting my finances, break. In the name of Jesus, ancestral evil covenant with water spirit that's affecting my finances, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancient covenant in my blood. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant my blood. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant my blood. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant my blood. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant my blood. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant my blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you are good. I give you glory because you are God that work wonders. I thank you because you are God that can break every satanic yoke. I thank you because there's no one that you cannot deliver. Let the power of deliverance enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let the power of liberation enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let the power of total freedom enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let the power that deliver to the uttermost enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let the power that break the yoke of darkness enter into this oil, enter into this water. Let this oil become divine medication. Let the water become divine medication. Let this item carry the power of Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus multiply in billion fold into this oil and water. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. As you apply this oil now, the yoke shall be broken and there will be testimony. Take the oil and anoint your saint ahead. Your center head, anoint your center head now and put your hand there. Pray this prayer very well. I say, plantation of witchcraft in my head. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my head. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my head. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your two ears. Just the tip of your ear. Don't put it inside your ear. The tip of your ears. Anoint the tips of your ear. And pray this prayer very well. Say, every plantation of witchcraft in my ears. In the name of Jesus, every plantation of witchcraft in my ears. In the name of Jesus, every plantation of witchcraft in my ears. In Jesus, they say, I shall not hear evil strange voice. In the name of Jesus, I shall hear the voice of the Lord. I shall hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, take the oil now and drink a little. Drink a little now. You now shout loud and clear. Say, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, come out, 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 come out. If you are feeling like you want to push something out, you want to vomit, vomit it, don't swallow it. Plantation of witchcraft inside my life, inside my body, come out, yeah, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Plantation of witchcraft inside your body. I address that system. I command the plantation of witchcraft inside your body. Come out, yeah, come out, yeah, come out, 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 come out. Plantation of witchcraft inside your body. Come out, yeah, come out, yeah, come out, yeah, come out, yeah, come out, yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one, say, any sickness program into my body, come out of my body. In the name of Jesus, any sickness program into my body, come out of my body, come out of my body, come out of my body. Any sickness program into my body, come out now, come out now. Any sickness program into your body, come out now. Pray the prayer for yourself, please. Any sickness program into my body, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and put it on your chest. Rub it on your chest area and shout like this. Say, arrow from dark kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow from the dark kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow from dark kingdom, fire into my heart.
go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow from that kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow from that kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow from that kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Arrow from that kingdom, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. A lot of healing and deliverance is taking place. Now put the oil on your navel. We are praying three prayers now as we are holding it. When you put it on your navel, you put your hand there. Pray this one. Say every evil covenant with familiar spirit. Break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant with familiar spirit. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name. Second one. Every evil covenant with spirit wife or spirit husband. If you are a woman, say spirit husband. If you are a man, say spirit wife. Every hidden covenant with spirit wife. Break now. Break now. Every hidden covenant with spirit wife. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name. Every hidden covenant. Aha. With water spirit. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with water spirit. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit. Break now. Break now. Break now. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand. Aha. Say like this. Say, my hand be free from bondage. My hand be free from poverty. My hand be free from debt. My hand receive power to make wealth. In the name of Jesus, I decree upon your life today that every yoke that has been placed upon your life shall be broken, and your life shall receive freedom. Your life shall move forward. Your destiny shall move forward. Your marriage shall move forward. Your glory shall shine. Your star will manifest. Your name shall be heard all over the world for good. There shall be blessing upon your marriage. There shall be blessing upon your destiny. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. There shall be blessing of the fruit of the womb. There shall be blessing of financial. The finances shall be blessed. Your financial strength shall receive power. God shall strengthen you. Your financial capacity shall be strong. God shall help you. You will experience financial overflow in the name of Jesus. Your finances will not go down. Your finances will not be buried. Every satanic barrier against your finances shall scatter. The Lord shall uphold you. There shall be academic success in the name of Jesus. There shall be career success in the name of Jesus. Your name shall come out in this next promotion that is coming in the name of Jesus. Your marriage shall be favored. Your children shall be blessed. There shall be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. In this season, the blessing of the Lord shall come upon your life. In this season, you will recover all that you have lost. In this season, God will visit you with greater testimony. In this season, God will bless you with the end of the year gift. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with you. God will continue to uphold you. I want you to constantly anoint your mouth and prophesy into your life. Immediately, I end now. Put the oil on your mouth and begin to prophesy what you want into your life. Decree, 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 decree. Under the anointing now, you will decree. Then you will receive all that you begin to decree. Lord, I pray that as your children begin to decree now, let the blessing, the decree come into their life. Let the breakthrough, the decree come into their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. God will bless you. God will keep you. God will continue to uphold you in Jesus' name. Those who have been connected to our program, don't forget today, by 5:30, we are having Fight to Finish. You can connect with us on YouTube. As when you connect with all your YouTube, you can just go to the YouTube and text there, MFM First Act Region, and you are good to go. And you connect with the program. We start by 5:30. Fight to Finish, Fight to Recover. It's an high voltage revival service. Don't miss it at all. And God bless you in Jesus' name. And those who are living in the environment, in Festac, you are living in Festac, you are living in Amuwo, you are living anywhere you are living in Lagos, you can fellowship with us live. Come with a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on the three section, and that will be very, very wonderful. Don't miss it at all. Be blessed in a new way. God will bless you in a new way. God will touch you in a new way. Make sure you are there. Fellowship with us today at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, off Alakija bus stop, Festac Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, off Alakija bus stop, Festac Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue. God bless you as you come over. God bless you as you worship with us. The Lord will continue to uphold you. The Lord will continue to strengthen you the more in the name of Jesus. Also, this morning, we have a program for those who are business people, those who are expecting one breakthrough or the other from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. this morning, and it's going to be wonderful. The Lord will continue to uphold us. The Lord will continue to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. My number still remains the same, 0802-336-9298. God bless you.